Chapter 33. Swinging slowly round in the shadow of the earth, just one more piece of debris among that which floated now forever in high orbit, was one dark shape that was larger and more regularly formed than the rest, and far, far older. For 4 billion years it had continued to absorb data from the world below it, scanning, analysing, processing. Occasionally it sent pieces back if it thought they would help. But otherwise it watched, it listened, it recorded. Not the lapping of a wave nor the beating of a heart escaped its attention. Otherwise nothing inside it had moved for 4 billion years, except the air which circulated still, and the motes of dust within the air that danced and danced and danced and danced and danced. It was only a very slight disturbance that occurred now, quietly, without fuss. Like a dewdrop precipitating from the air onto a leaf, there appeared in a wall which had stood blank and grey for 4 billion years a door. A plain, ordinary, white-panelled door with a small, dented, brass handle. This quiet event, too, was recorded and incorporated in the continual stream of data processing that the ship ceaselessly performed. Not only the arrival of the door, but the arrival of those behind the door. The way they looked, the way they moved, the way they felt about being there, all processed, all recorded, all transformed. After a moment or two had passed, the door opened. Within it could be seen a room unlike any on the ship, a room of wooden floors, of shabby upholstery, a room in which a fire danced. And as the fire danced, its data danced within the ship's computers, and the motes of dust in the air also danced with it. A figure stood in the doorway, a large, lugubrious figure with a strange light that danced now in its eyes. It stepped forward across the threshold into the ship, and its face was suddenly suffused with a calm for which it had longed but had thought never again to experience. Following him stepped out a smaller, older man with hair that was white and wayward. He stopped and blinked with wonder as he passed from out of the realm of his room and into the realm of the ship. Following him came a third man, impatient and tense, with a large leather overcoat that flapped about him. He too stopped and was momentarily bewildered by something he didn't understand. With a look of deepest puzzlement on his face, he walked forward and looked around at the grey and dusty walls of the ancient ship. At last came a fourth man, tall and thin. He stooped as he walked out of the door, and then instantly stopped, as if he'd walked into a wall. He had walked into a wall of a kind. He stood transfixed. If anyone had been looking at his face at that moment, it would have been abundantly clear to them that the single most astonishing event of this man's entire existence was currently happening to him. When slowly he began to move, it was with a curious gait, as if he was swimming very slowly. Each tiniest movement of his head seemed to bring fresh floods of awe and astonishment into his face. Tears welled in his eyes, and he became breathless with gasping wonder. Dirk turned to look at him, to hurry him along. "What's the matter?" he called above the noise.